Major League Baseball teams finish up spring training in Arizona and Florida this week and head north to begin the regular season, which opens April 1st. Baseball is operating without a labor agreement, and the commissioner says there are too many teams. But while the outlook for the regular season is unsettled, baseball is leaving behind something teams and fans say actually works. The 20 teams who train in Florida generate an estimated $500 million each spring. Ticket sales have been climbing in part because seeing major leaguers play in the spring is a far more friendly fan experience, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Every spring, Major League Baseball returns to small towns such as Vero Beach, Florida, where the Los Angeles Dodgers have trained in a complex called Dodger Town since 1948. Here, big league baseball is more modestly proportioned. Multi-millionaire players sign autographs and even pose for pictures. Three-year-old Clayton Farren shyly hands a ball to new Dodgers pitcher Kazuhisa Ishii.
Oh, what a good one.
Hand him the ball. Say thank you real loud.
Thank you.
Clayton is here with his father, Jeff, and his father, Ronald, who began following the team when they played in Brooklyn.
There was something unique about the Dodgers at that time that created long-time relationships.
And you pass that on to your son?
Apparently.
And he's passed it on to his?
Apparently. That's right. That's right.
The Dodgers play their spring games inside the friendly confines of Holman Stadium, built in 1952. Palm trees sway beyond the outfield fence. The sun, the smiles, the PA announcements all contribute a relaxed small-town flavor.
Fans, have you ever dreamed of staying in baseball heaven? That's another name for Dodger Town. Shelley is at a booth on the concourse with all the information. Let Shelley show you how you can stay where Dodgers play.
Programs, scorecards.
Thank you.
Stop by, love the gift, guys. Beach Town.
Sign up for your complimentary gift.
The prices are also from an earlier era. $12 to get in, just $2 for a scorecard, which comes with a free sample packet of sunscreen. Jack Deal is a Lutheran pastor in Vero who volunteers to sell beer. Part of the proceeds go to the local high school band.
Get to compete with the tourists, watch all the Yankees get sunburned. So it's fun.
People have a pretty good attitude when they're down here.
Most of the time, yeah. We've had every, and about every time, folks will say, "Boy, Dodger, this stadium, this is the best one in the whole circuit." You know, a lot of fun, friendly, cozy, nice place to be. So I don't mind volunteering. We have fun. You need a beer?
The paid help seems to be having fun too. Eugene Taylor is a stadium maintenance man, his deeply tanned and weathered face surrounded by Lincoln-style chin whiskers.
Oh, I love it. It's like an everyday party. Picnic. Yes, sir.
Part of the charm of watching spring training is just the nearness of the ballplayers. The economic benefits extend beyond the practice fields of Dodger Town. Fans pack the hotels and restaurants of Vero Beach during spring training. At the local Applebee's, manager Sean Withey says some of the Dodger players stop by his establishment after games.
It's great having them come in because obviously our sales are up. We get people come in to see the players come in, which the people enjoy, love it when they see the players in here. It's good impact. It helps us out a lot.
But change is coming to Florida and Dodger Town. Two teams are leaving the Grapefruit League and will train next spring in Arizona. And word has it that some Dodgers feel they are too accessible to the fans, so the team plans to build a new clubhouse here next year. It will be adjacent to the stadium. That way, the players won't have so far to walk, and they'll be sheltered from the autograph-seeking fans. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Vero Beach, Florida.